AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A Philadelphia cabbie is telling police that he picked up two guys matching the description of the escaped killers from the prison in Dannemora, New York. The cabbie says he dropped the men off at the Amtrak station in Philadelphia. Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey says several people in other cities have reported seeing the men, and he has no reason to think they're in his city, Philadelphia. Meanwhile, police have closed a couple of roads near the prison in Dannemora, and schools have been called off for the day in the area as the search for the killers continues. As for the prison worker who is rumored to have befriended the inmates before the breakout, Police Superintendent Joseph D'Amico says they've questioned her.
We have spoken to the female that the media has widely reported on. She was befriended or she befriended the inmates and may have had some sort of role in assisting them, but I'm not prepared to go into details on that.
The Army's top general is talking about Iraq. General Ray Odierno says the U.S. fixed Iraq once, but the Iraqis failed politically, which opened the door to the Islamic State group.
You know, we had this in a good place 3 or 4 years ago, and Iraq was safe, the economy was growing. We turned it over to the Iraqi government. I believe it's because the Iraqi government has not been able to bring all the different groups together.
Sunni, Shia, Kurds. Now the U.S. is sending hundreds more troops to help train Iraqi security forces. General Odierno was on CBS this morning. More of us are applying for unemployment, but the number's still historically low. The Labor Department says 2,000 more Americans applied for unemployment last week. There's also word this morning that we're spending more on cars, building materials, and clothing. The main numbers are a sign that strong job growth is starting to boost retail sales. This is AP Radio News. An FDA panel is backing Amgen's cholesterol drug for some patients. Our Mike Gracia has this report.
An FDA advisory panel says Amgen's injectable cholesterol-lowering drug Repatha appears to be safe and effective and should be approved for patients with dangerously high cholesterol levels. However, study results on whether Repatha ultimately lowers rates of heart attack and death are not in and aren't expected until 2017. Repatha is part of a new class of biotech drugs that lower cholesterol more than older statin medications. The FDA is not required to follow the panel's advice, but often does. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Acura says some of its SUVs could have a problem with their automatic emergency braking system. Acura says the braking system could mistakenly read an iron fence or a metal guardrail as a car that's in front of the SUV, and it could automatically apply the brakes. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.